In my last post, I told you about the healing that took place at training camp. Following that healing, I tested my leg in every way to see if it was truly healed. What follows is an entry from my journal concerning my feelings about that event. If I'm astounded as a believer, how much more would an unbeliever be? I can only imagine the joy of the paralytic, the blind man, and the woman with the issue of blood. I can imagine them, too, testing the outcome. The paralytic jumping up and down, awestruck to feel and have movement in his legs. The blind man asking his friends if they saw the same small object he could now see miles away. Even the woman with the issue of blood holding her breath every time she went to use the restroom and breathing out a sigh of relief each time to see nothing present on her clothing. Too much information? Oh well. What joy. I was very skeptical about AIM, and I still move forward with eyes wide open. I will always be true to God, myself, and you, and I can truly say my leg is better. I can even boldly proclaim, early in my Christian walk, begging and pleading to not have to get my tonsils removed. I begged my mom not to have to, either, and I pretty much remember her saying if I had strep throat again, because I had it once a year, every year, I would have to. As of today, I have yet, in almost 20 years, ever had strep throat again. I've had a sore throat and I don't fully understand that, but never has that horrible Q-tip test the doctors give me come back positive for strep. But maybe the goal is not to understand all of God's ways, but to simply trust His ways in His goodness. Isaiah 55:8 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." P.S. If you'd like to see an update video on where I'm at with support raising, click the link here. Until heaven or sooner, love, Adrienne.